Hey, we got Mick and Mick's Bait Shop back on the horn here. Let's check in and see what's going on around Curtis. How you doing, lady?
We're doing. Beautiful day in Curtis.
Do you still have the lingering effects from the laryngitis?
Yeah, I still have an allergy attack going on.
Well, I can understand you just fine, so hopefully the folks listening can, because I want to talk about what I heard was the lakes around Curtis are fishing decent for almost everything right now. Nothing gangbusters or spectacular, but everything seems to be doing pretty good. You go out fishing, you catch fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any one species doing a little bit better than another, or anyone you want to talk about first?
They're all starting to pick up. They're doing pretty good on the walleye right now. That's one of our most popular fish, of course. Leeches and crawlers with crawler harnesses, bottom bouncers, you know, just throwing a jig out there and just kind of let it bouncing around seems to be doing the best.
Now, we've had a lot of rain and wind lately. Has that affected things at all at times?
Oh, sure. It stirs it up a bit and gets it going, so.
Yeah, it sounds like all these, not cold fronts, but when you know, you had a storm come through, after the storm is over, it sounds like the fishing has been pretty darn good.
Yes, the fishing's getting better every day, you know, I mean, with the consistency and the water warming up.
So you brought up the walleye. One lake doing better than another?
You know, not really. It seems to be like one day South Lake's doing really strong, the next day Big Lake's doing really strong, but each lake is getting better and better, so.
Well, you talked about a few of the techniques and baits, but what about colors?
Well, colors right now, it still seems to be green's pretty consistent, but purple and pink is coming right up in it, along with some white.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your panfish then, because I hear that the bluegill fishing's been decent.
Yes, that's starting to kick up a notch, too. They're doing leafworms and waxworms, which we have ample supply of both. Some guys are doing some smaller minnows for the perch and like that, but it's mostly crawlers and leafworms for that, too.
Stick around for our next Outdoor Report. We'll continue with Mick, get into the bluegill, perch fishing, and talk about their bass tournament along with a bass fishing report from the Curtis area. When we continue with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.